Nick or Anahuac?
Nushnik.
Nushnik. So that even if it was Russian, they would say Nushnik. Okay.
A lot of them used to say Anahuac.
Mm-hmm.
Anahuac. Anahuac me a to somebody miss somebody. Anakshadokhtokarshak. That means he's going to party. Anakshadokhtokarshak.
Dennis. Now what did you say? You have to say that to the camera.
He did it himself.
The things we learn in language.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one more here. I am cold, or I am getting cold. Pashnihwa.
Pashnihwa.
Pashnai.
Or either Pashtanga.
Pashtanga.
I am
or cold. Koyachtanga.
Koyachtanga.
Okay.
I feel cold is Koyachtanga. Koyachtanga.
Okay, and then Uknehwa. I'm getting cold. Uknehwa.
I'm getting hot.
I'm getting warm. Uknehwa. No?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something happened there.
Was I Banya talking? Okay, you have to
talk in the Banya.
Okay. What was I am cold? Pachtanga. Pachtanga. Pashnaihua. And the other one, let's see, and then I am hot is Magaihuanga.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so both of those are I. Magaihuanga and Pashnaihuanga
too.
It has the same meaning.
No, not a person doesn't get. You don't say it like that for a person. You say, "Makachivunga." Because then, "Oknechuk, chenik, 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 oknechuk." Oh wait, like they all say, "Ajun chali oknechuk kasaniyachtok." So it's not your body is not like that, and between the heat and the you're warm. It's just you're warm and you're getting. It's too warm in here in the house.
Uh-huh. What would you say? I got a fever.
I don't know.
Let's see, fever.
Fever? Fever would be.
Gee, I forget.
Fever is. Uknicha. 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 I don't know.
Uknicha.
Uknicha.
Fever.
Uknehwa.
Don't feel good at all.
Uknehwa.
I'm getting hot.
Okay, but then Pashnaihwa. And then Magaihuanga.
There you are, Magaihwa. Magaihuanga. Uknehudun. Magaihudun.
I'm hot. I'm getting hot.
I'm warm.
I'm warm. Right? Uknehwa, I'm getting warm. But Magaihuanga, I am hot.
Oh, I'm getting warm.
I'm still warm. I'm not hot yet.
No, you're not hot. You're just getting warm. Too warm.
Magaihua.
Magaikuta. You'd say, Aye, uknech, uknachta, uknechungana. You have to open the door when you get too hot.
Okay, it's a little hot.
No. It's a bit warm and hot. Is
warm is makailuni. Warm with the makailuni. Be warm.
Okay. I am getting warm.
You got the dictionary right there? Put a new one, huh?
Magaihuanga.
I gave her the old one.
Split Magaihuanga.
You are getting warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
warm.
That hot is more to a warm.
Okay.
We're talking more about warm.
Okay.
It's a person or place is warm.
So that's right.
You should smile and say you're on candid camera now.
Okay.
I'm recording all of you.
Makai Huakui.
Makai Huakui. You're getting a little hot under the collar.
So, how did you say a fever? I have a fever.
Okniha.
That's right. That's what I have. Okay, that's what. That's a good one. And then I am not hot. Uknai twanga.
That's
I'm not warm.
Or either, whichever way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two. So you don't really, you're not going to really say hot at any time. You're mostly concentrating on warm.
Warm.
Okay.
Just warm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, too warm. I'm getting too warm.
So you were never...
Like me, the other day I was cooking. It was too warm in the house.
Okay.
I was that warm. Uh-huh. I had to go and take my other shirt off and put sleeveless one on. I was cooking.
Okay, so you don't really talk about being hot, but you do talk about just
warm.
Warm, yeah. Uh-huh.
Even outside.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, majaktwa, I'm warm.
Even the Sunday used to say.
Magaihwa, I'm warm.
Magaihwa, but I got majaktwa, I'm hot.
Majaktuk.
But we said twa.
Majaktuk.
The sun is.
Okay, that's the sun.
Or else you can say, you could either say,
the sun is hot or the sun is warm?
Sun is hot today.
Yeah, because I got majaktuk.
I am warm.
It's, majaktuk is sunny.
It's sunny. Oh,
it is sunny. It is sunny. Majaktuk, it is sunny.
Okay. Makaihua.
Makaihuanga.
I am warm.
Uh-huh. That's, I'm getting warm. Okay.
But my dog.
Or either it's
Aknehua.
That's the
okay. All righty.
Heat.
Hachnihua.
That's cold.
Okay. And then what?
Nehwanga. Nehwanga. I have a fever. Aknehanga.
Aknehanga.
Uknihanga.
Yeah, and then they used to say, hey, baby, uknicha, you better put vinegar on the legs. You know, vinegar they used to use all the time in the babies.
For getting
to draw the fever out.
Say that again.
Nothing but vinegar.
Say that again.
Diluted with a little bit of water. Mm-hmm. And then they put them
from the feet pieces of way up to the knees. Vinegar and then... Put the rag on your feet and wrap it up.
You
with
wet
the
it in
dry
the vinegar. Then you put
clean rag to draw the fever out. Or either raw potatoes. They did that to me one time.
Raw potatoes too.
My potatoes
are
all
smashed. But you
gotta
wash raw potatoes. You gotta wash your feet out when you after you use them because those will make you catch pneumonia if you don't wash it.
Really?
Raw potatoes, yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Boy, it really takes the fever out, though.
Yeah, it does.
It even gets black.
Oh, yeah.
Raw potato is really, really good for infection also.
You put them on the bottom of your feet, or can you put them on the infection?
Yeah, you could. You use a raw potato in your infection, it'll draw it right out.
If you have a cut or something,
if it's infected.
Really?
You wash it. You just cut off a piece of how big the infection is. Wash the, cut it up and wash your potato before you put it on and just put a Band-Aid on.
I wonder what's in the potato.
I don't know. One time, my brother Oscar had fish poisoning. He had underneath the red, and we brought him up to Larson Bay from Lagoon. And we couldn't, we went up there too late. The plane had left. Yeah, what we're going to do? Charlie Nelson, God bless him, he knew about the potato, which people never knew before at home. I start telling them that when I went down there, potato is good for infection, and nobody never knew that. Mm.
So what did he do?
He said, my brother Oscar's thumb was just big, infected. And he got those red streaks. Uh-huh. And we said, gee, he's hurting. We got to soak his, thumb. And he says, I know what I'll do tonight. I'll put a raw potato on his thumb. Mm-hmm. He had a cut when they were cleaning fish. And he put a raw potato on his thumb after he cleaned his wound up and tied it up. Next morning, it was good. It was the potato that drawed out all the red streaks were gone. We didn't have to bring him to no place.
Really?
And then he put a clean one on again to make sure it all came out, and it healed up like that. Just putting.
And was
on
the potato black or discolored?
It was black on the edge, but then you could see the green stuff, on the potato.
Oh,
the infection. I always believe in it because I seen it myself on my brother's.
Wow.
Charlie Nelson from, if it wasn't for him, I don't know, we would have had to keep soaking it.
Then he had pneumonia when he was just a little baby. I was working at Wakefield, and Mrs. Nelson was sort of a doctor-like over there, so.
Uh-huh.
So I took off running. I went to Mrs. Nelson from her place. It's quite a ways, about a mile. I ran over there. Willis had a jeep. He put Mrs. Nelson on there, and she came over. She said, "Got potatoes first thing."
Oh,
she put potatoes on
his jeep.
Next day was good.
Wrapped up the potatoes.
Raw potatoes.
My mom. I remember my mom.
See, Charlie Nelson was a, I think they, I don't know where they were from, here or a Fognak. I don't know. He was related to Frieda Reft.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember. He was the one that married to your sister.
To my sister, They both got killed.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. I always liked him. Just like I was just telling my daughter down there a while ago when I was taking my cod liver oil, that my brother-in-law, Tom Johnson, was the nicest guy I ever knew. I never forget him. My sister's first husband, Jimmy's dad. And I was really young when I went up there after I left my first husband. I had Barbara, her mom was little. And he never called me Clyda. He always called me Auntie Clyda. You're so skinny. You got to take cuddly work. And then when I started putting on weight, I used to get just mad at them because I wanted to stay slim, I put on weight that summer, right away.
Too much cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil. They used to let us take that in school, too, remember?
Yeah. Oh, I know, we used to make paper cups. They used to let us make paper cups. We didn't have a spoon.
You took your cod liver oil.
Every day.
This roll first, this roll next.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it helped.
Our look, too.
Yeah. Went to people gagging.
Then after we take a cod liver oil recess time, that would be he'd let us all go outside and brush our teeth in a line, Everybody in the village be watching the school brushing our teeth outside.
Oh my. interesting. Well, we'll start on part five, okay?
Okay, I'm gonna put this on hold then.
Arm. Let's see what we got here. Arm.
Ibik.
Ibik.
Ibik, what is it?
Ibika.
Oh, Ibi.
Ibi. One is Ibik.
Ibi.
Ibika.
Arm is EP?
Ibik.
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 I put on her finger.
Spell it.
I thought I had to go out.
Oh.
Are you on this three?
Yeah, this one's called right here. Arm. Uh-huh. Arm is E. They have EP.
Ibik.
Ibik. Okay, so it's different. Let me just... That must be northern. Why? We're speaking northern and southern again. Let's see.
No, Ibik is.
Ibik is your arm.
Arm, yeah.
Ibik. Okay, well, they just have a different spelling. That's okay.
No, under there.
No, they have, see, they have EP. But you're saying Ibik, so we need to add
Ibik.
A K.
Yeah. Ibik. Yeah.
So Ibik. It's, you spelled it?
I-P-I-K. Ibik.
Ibik.
That's one arm. Or is that two arms?
That's one arm is Ibik. Ibika is both arms.
Two arms is Ibika.
Uh-huh, Ibika.
Ah.
Also, I'm telling you, yesterday this one hurted me so much in the church. I thought I was going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
It still hurts me.
I'm going by this here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, I'm just looking.
They didn't find that thing, though.
Oh,
in Anchorage. No tumor, no...
Oh,
my
yeah.
The bone is doesn't have disease or nothing. It's my tendon.
Oh,
tendonitis.
Chirek.
Iruka. Iruka is one.
Yes.
What are you doing?
One arm or two arms? Sure.
Ipek is one.
Ipeka is two.
Ipeka.
Ihok. Is one leg.
Uh-huh.
E-hook.
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 I-R-E-hook.
E-hook.
U-E-hook.
E-hook is one leg.
Okay. How do you spell that?
I-R-U-Q-A.
Oh, Q-A. Okay. I got it right. The first part.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call you.
Oh, my big toe.
I am going to eat one. I think I'm going to
In Old Harbor?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
They have different ways of saying
it. Really?
Yeah.
If you cook. But it's not
an anguyuk.
Angunukuyuk.
Angunukuyuk. Angunukuyukka is two.
Anguyuk.
Both of your big toes. Angunukuyukka.
Angunukuyukka. But yut is all the toes, right?
Yut. Head we already know. Nashkuk.
Nashkuk. Spell it. N-U.
N-A. Nashkuk. Q-U-Q.
N-A-Q.
Q-U-Q.
Nashkuk.
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 Anhwak.
Anhwak.
Anhwak. Ang. N-G.
Anhwak.
Anhwak.
It's a gum.
Anhwak.
Mm-hmm. So is that a Russian word, or was that there before they came?
Anhwak. No, that's Aleut. Anhwak.
So they must have had...
They had the Russian name for it too, but I can't remember.
So they must have had something that they chewed like that for... Interesting.
Yeah, there was tree from the tree they used to chew gum. They used to get gum from a tree.
And we, us, when we were little, remember we used to chew the bacon.
Oh, gum. Yeah.
That was just like a gum, too. Bacon cover, remember, it was black. Black?
The rind?
The slop bacon used to come in, you know.
The rind?
The rind? No, not the rind. The cover was black, and it was real thick. I mean, and we, us kids, we used to chew that.
Oh, huh.
I guess it must have been good, so nothing ever happened to us. It was just like a gum when you chew it.
And so then you, obviously you couldn't blow anything, so you just
chewed it.
And then spit it out.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, there's something like tar, too.
And did you call that gum?
We called it gum. Because it was just like gum. It would get soft.
But I'm assuming that word that is the word for gum wasn't what you called it as gum. You know, when they did this interpretation, because it was something you chewed like that, mm-hmm. that's what they called mm-hmm. gum. But you guys didn't call it gum. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. That's what, as close as they can. Interesting.
Neck.
Okay, how far are we?
Neck.
Uyakuka, my neck. Uyakuka, my neck. Uyakuka, his neck.
Uyakuk. And then with an A for my neck.
Would that be apostrophe A?
No.
So it would be an A at the end of Q?
Uyaguka,
my neck.
Uyaguka.
Say ooh, like an owl.
Mm-hmm.
Uyaguka. And then you say uyakun is a neck too.
Uyakun.
Uyaguka.
Uyakun is your neck. Uyakun.
But my neck is yuka.
Uyakuka. You say it to yourself, you say uyakuka. And then somebody tells you uyakun is your neck.
Gun. Kun.
Okay, it doesn't have throat down here, but what would throat be?
Ikmoden.
Ikmoden.
Say it again.
Ikmoden.
Ikmoden.
Because you're swallowing igmoden. Your throat.
Igmoden.
Igmoden.
That would be IG.
Igmoden.
Yeah.
Igmoden.
Oh no.
Igmoden.
That means a stomach ailment.
Okay, they would know more if I were to say akshikwa than shugalikwa.
Yeah. That's almost the same.
Okay.
Akshukwa is when you have a stomachache.
Akshukalikwa.
But then shukalikwa is an ailment.
Ailment.
Akshukwa na kanishki.
Tennis. I'm not even going to ask.
I'm sure glad I have these. I'm really glad I have this crew.
Just never know what he's going to come up with, though. One day, Therese and I are just going to know like that when they say some Vanya words.
And he'll be older, and you go over there and really harass him. That's what you used to tell us.
That is not a Vanya word.
I never know with you. Akshikwa. We can remember that. That's a good one.
That goes with Akshikwa.
What is it then?
An Akkadish.
Oh, something about the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can go to the bathroom. I tell you don't go to the, or you can go to the bathroom.
If I tell you Akshikwa.
You got a stomachache, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm punished. Don't go on yourself.
Don't have an accident.
How do you say diarrhea?
Anakachtwa.
Anakhwa.
Anakhwa.
Diarrhea, yeah.
Diarrhea is anakhwa.
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 Diarrhea.
People will bypass that word. Okay, I hate to ask this other one of Dennis. Because I know we're going to go into a long dissertation.
Do you see it? Your rear end.
Nuzluk is rear end, and Nuzlukka is my rear end. My Nuzlukka, my rear end.
Uh-huh. And then somebody has
Nuzlukken.
If somebody has a big Nuzlukken, they all say, I Nuzlushinak. I Nuzluktok. Nuhushinak.
Nuhu.
Nuhushinak.
Nuhu.
Nuhushinak.
Big rear end.
Nuhushinak. Honest.
And then they'd say, I know Lulach,
They don't even have that rear end here.
Honest.
So just to say rear end is
Nuhluk.
Nuhluk.
Yeah.
Nuhluk.
Okay.
And Nuhlushinak.
Nuhlushinak is a big rear end.
Nuhlushinak.
Nuhlumchuk is small.
Miktenjushka.
Miktenjushka.
It was never funny because it was our way of talking, you know. It wasn't funny. How you say
it? Angutni Mayu. Angutni Mayu. Told me with trouble. Told me with trouble.
I'm missing you.
Can you get trouble today?
Can you get trouble?
It's off. Oh, we're gonna
make a good song.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, don't stop now. I gotta get this all on camera. I pressed that
fingers,
silver
what they
button.
Fingers.
You got it?
Yeah. Fingers.
Fingers.
Kumlok.
Oh, so fingers is what?
Schwat. How come they call it now schwachwak?
Schwachwak. I don't know.
Fingers.
Schwach. Isn't a dog schwachwak?
Yeah.
Looking.
Yeah. Yeah, dog is a schwachwak. Yeah, schwachwak.
Yeah? Schwach. Schwach. Yeah? So fingers we needed to, I bet you.
I didn't know how to do it.
Schwach.
Is that enough?
Schwach.
She's got it. Fingers is,
Schwach.
S-C, let's see, what did we say? Doll is,
Schwach. S-U-A-R.
And fingers, S-U-A, apostrophe, Schwachat.
Schwachat
is fingers. Mm-hmm. And then it has for each of the little fingers.
Y'all get serious when this thing comes on, you know.
Now what fingernail is? Stuga.
Stuhunga is all your fingernails.
Stuhunga. Oh, that's all your fingernails.
Stuhunga.
Stuga, that's one.
Yeah, Stuga one. Is one.
Okay. Stuganga is all of them. Stuganga.
And Stuga is one.
Stuga is one. Stuga, okay. One fingernail. Does that matter which finger?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, okay.
Well, in your little finger is Tungchuka, they used to say, the little finger.
So Stukanga is
just
all
like your toes, Angun Poyungchuka.
You say Tuom, they'd be Stukka.
Stukka, Mal Stukka.
Okay, so doll is the same,
schwa,
but.
Schwa.
No, that's not the same as your...
No, that's not the same as...
Now,
Stubenka.
When you were little, though, you called your doll Schwach.
Schwach.
But not doll. You didn't know it as the word doll. Okay. Until, again, it was reinterpreted, and then something like that you played with, they called it a doll.
Doll.
Okay. Okay. That
schwa,
makes sense,
schwa.
Yeah.
I wonder why they call it like a schwachwa. A doll. Schwachwa is like a little baby or something.
Yeah.
I wonder what it meant to them. Schwachwa. It
meant a doll.
Yeah. Schwachwa, bunch of little dolls.
Okay, and then so.
Schwachwa is a big doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hand is.
Two hands.
Ah.
Egh.
two hands.
And then if you ask somebody, you say, Imami Eichan. Mm-hmm. Somebody hurt their hand, you know. Imami Eichan. That means, how's your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same thing, one hand. You know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
You know all these other ones.
Yeah.
I know his mouth. Okay. But her lips.
Kachtukka.
I was going to say
kachtukka. Kachtukka. Kachtukka.
I thought kachtukka is nose, right?
Yes. Kachtukka. This is kachtukka.
Kachtukka.
Kachtukka. Lips.
Kachtukka. Kachtukka is your nose, right?
Kachtukka.
Your snout.
Kachtukka. That's your nose, your snot. Kachluk. Lips is a.
Kachluk. Then the eyelashes are kumyukyat.
Eyelashes is.
Eyelashes.
Kumal.
Kumachia.
Oh, gee whiz. Kumachiyut.
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 Those other ones. Kumachiyut got just in March.
Oh, yeah.
They're turning in, and I get infection in my eyes all the time.
Oh.
I see real good, but my eyelashes are so far down, they're turning in. I was wondering how come I could feel my eyes so sticky all the time. And actually, infection, then the eye doctor said that my eyelashes are turning in, or they're poking my eyes all the time. And then I get infection.
Oh.
Just lately, these 2 days, it started again.
You don't have your eyebrows there, kokolut.
Kablut.
I thought the waves coming down the kablut.
Yeah, those are rapids. Kablut. We had lots of them. Kablut in Carlo.
Kablut is one. Kablut is two. Both of your eyebrows.
And then woman is?
Achanak.
Ah.
Achanak.
Achanak.
Mm-hmm. Man is nukaspiak.
You know, when they say female something, they used to say achanak gidak.
Yeah.
That's a female something. Susie, I've been looking to
there we go. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to spell that.
No, I'm just saying you're a female.
I never heard them say to a duck. Just animals and stuff like that they call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish.
And then
the
fish do. Yeah.
Okay. So now, what they wanted us to do is you were to draw a picture of a man, an alien or a man or whatever, and then you have to describe it to us in Aleutic, and then we have to draw the Ingalak or whatever you're saying and see which one is closest to what you have drawn so that we get to know what these are. Does that make sense?
Instead of him being the artist, you're the artist now?
No, he draws. Our teacher draws a picture of an alien or a man with these things that we've learned, the hand, fingers, rear end. But please don't draw that, Dennis.
Okay.
Have you ever watched that movie Lilo and Stitch? Dennis. No? Because they have some good aliens on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of eyes. Lots of ingalets. I could go mucho ingalets. That's Spanish and English for lots of eyes, because I couldn't think of what lots was for value. How would you say lots?
Amlishkat.
Amlishkat. Ingalet. Do I add an S on the end or just ingalet?
Ingalet.
Ingalet. Amlishka ingalet.
You can draw an alien or a man, and then you tell us whether he has one eye or two, or draw eyes, then we'll draw them, and you just have to say it in the Lutic.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what to draw?
Yeah, after you draw one and see how close we can come to you, to your picture, you know, whether you have one ingalak, big, one small, I don't know, whatever you want, and then we have to
draw a man with then they got to guess,
yes.
You know,
so
what you drew.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You draw him, whether
you can't watch them.
No, huh? And then we have to, then we draw with F when you describe it to us, and then we see how close we come to you.
We draw, not like the work. A person too?
Yeah, he's going to draw a whole man or with arms, and whatever words that we just learned here. We'll practice with him.
Well, I didn't get all the words down. I've been recording.
Oh, okay.
I put it on standby again.
Okay.
Oh, my hand. My hand is broken from holding it.
You're so good.
I'll just draw my own.
Is it Kayak body? Gayak? Kayak?
Q-A-I-K.
Yeah, Q-A-I-K. But how do you pronounce that?
K. See, that A-I is the A. K.
Kick.
K. Cake. How do you say? Chestun apudun body. Alutistun Clyda. Body.
Ken. Your body. Kega. My body.
Kega.
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 And then I'll ask him, Imami Ken, Chalika Anghtun Ken. Imami Ken, your body.
Body.
And then my body is Kega.
Cake.
Kega. Should be an A on the end according to them. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just put that on Kega.
E-N-G-A-Q. Canuck. Oops. Eyelashes. New. New. Stuka.
I got up to get a pen. Gosh.
I did the picture. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, this is, I got to pick it up.
Stuka. Okay. Stukana. Suet.
I don't know what to draw.
Fingers. Okay. How do I? AU is. Ooh. Ow. Ow. Shoot out.
Which one?
Fingers.
Schwacht.
Because the UA is out.
Ow.
Schwab.
Out. Schwab.
Schwab.
No, schwab.
Schwab.
Schwab. It's more.
Okay, Dennis, how's it going? Don't show. You just make sure these are on there, you know.
Remember that story about the little people? Remember I was mentioning? I asked Grandma and she remembers them telling the story.
Ulaks.
The little people.
The Ulaks. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ulaks is a different.
Uh-huh.
But this is the little people.
Ah.
Shungshut.
How little?
Grandma?
Like midgets, you know. Like midgets. Shungshut. But the story I used to hear is...
Wait. Let me get this darn thing on again.
Yeah, wait till...
How do I... There.
Okay.
Okay, we're recording, Greg. The little people.
Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Now, English.
I used to hear that story about those little people, like midgets, maybe, you know. Uh-huh. Long, many years ago, but when I was little, I used to hear that story. There was a couple men went hunting in a kayak, and when they went hunting, they got up like towards Larson Bay, like, you know, and maybe from Carlock or wherever they went, I don't know where from. They, when they were getting around the point, they heard all this people talking so loud, real loud. And this other guy told his partner, and they got around the point, and there was, when they got around the point, they seen two little people on the beach, two little ones, and they had a little kayak for two people, a small kayak. When they seen those two big people coming around the point, hey buddy, but then you should go shoot the youth. Away, they just said, never did find him. But they always said, that they were good luck people. I used to hear it when I was little, that story.
Yes, they used to tell stories of the old man. Remember old man Lakeen used to tell us stories. He used to tell us about a big giant with a mouth on his stomach.
Really? I never heard that one.
What's that? People as he came by. Big giant with a mouse on his stomach.
Oh, really?
In Aduti,
somebody must have had a good imagination.
Well, they had no TVs and stuff. They had to just tell stories.
Okay. So Dennis, you have your old, your man, your alien. Now you have to describe it to Teresa and I and Clyda and Sophie, and then we draw from what you say. Okay, and we'll see how close we come to your picture. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Okay, so you can either say draw a circle first, but in a lutik now, but you have to use your hands so she and I will know what you're trying to say. Okay, ready?
First, you gotta draw a man's head.
Now you have to say it. You can't say it in English. Alutik.
Alutik.
But you have to show us what you want, you know, kind of so we can hear in Alutik.
Shumnashqua. How would you say it? Shumnashqua.
Nugaspiamka. Draw a stab. We achanamak.
Achanamak.
So show us, not in English, but show us what you want, like the head. Because we know now, you know.
Nashkamuk. Yeah.
Okay.
Again.
Nashkamuk ingalak.
Angluni.
Epa
Mikshuni. He said Achlinga Ingalak.
Ingalakka.
What now? I didn't hear
it. Down. I wish I knew how to talk in Aleut. I can't talk in Aleut.
Have
to stop and think. That's okay.
Epa angluni.
Epa angluni.
Ajitman tagul taguyahlut ingalak.
Ahilok. Ahilok ingalak.
Naduktang liksugu.
Yeah, ajitman.
He's talking about the first part is ashringuk ingalak.
Angluni. What's angluni?
Big.
Epa
ingal miknani. That's what he's saying.
What's epa?
The other.
Other eye. Oh. It's small.
That's where you have to use your hands so that you know.
Well, how do you make them look down?
Walk.
Okay.
If you look down, you would have their pupils down.
Yeah, that's
down
what I did here, right here.
Instead of, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Well, I could do it again.
It's a mouth again.
One big.
Kanha.
Kanha. Ingilach, yuguduni. Ingilach, yuguduni.
It's a man, right? He said, draw a man. Okay, now what you say?
Kriegen.
I just beat my own way. Up and up.
We look.
Now the hands, do they got
fingers?
Because you said just hand. You didn't say finger.
He said
schwat.
Schwat is a hand. Yeah. But your fingers.
Schwat is your finger.
Yeah.
Oh, schwat.
Schwat, and then your thumb is kumlok. And then fingers are schwat.
So, schwat.
You said that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chudangshanichali.
4. In 2 years.
What did you call him again?
Kimir. Top and bottom?
Arnak.
Arnak.
He drew a woman.
Well, good luck.
You just drew the man's hair. He's talking about the Ahnak.
Ahnak.
Not Ahnak. Ahnak.
Ahnak. Now you draw a lady.
How do you want us to draw her?
The one.
Just a side version of it, or
anyway.
Whole face.
Anyway, though, just like the man.
Yeah.
Ingalak, did you tell it?
Ingalak.
Ingalak?
Mm-hmm.
One eye?
Maluluk Ingalak, honey.
Both.
Ingalang, honey.
Ingalang, definitely, is too wide.
Lang, did you tell it?
Nose.
Kanak.
Kanak.
What did we call him out again?
Kanak.
Kanak.
Kanang, kanang, kanang,
kanang, kanang, kanang,
kanang, kanang, kanang, kanang,